And we are now joined here at our table by Pramod Anchanta, who is with IBM, works with financial services, and also the blockchain practice leader for North America, who is also, by the way, a Wharton grad. Nice to have you here. Thank you very much for coming by.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you. Blockchain to you means what?
Blockchain is all about trust. IBM believes that blockchain is a transformative technology with potential to change business transactions the same way internet has changed communications and information sharing in 1990s. We believe that blockchain would be one of those fundamental technologies that would change the transaction landscape in years to come.
It is something that is still so new to a lot of people. That trust that you just spoke to, is it something that it's so solid that this is a known quantity even now, even though that there's still so many people that are learning about it right now?
Yes. So if you look at current world, the trust is really established with intermediaries who understand the transactions on both ends and facilitating the transaction between the ultimate consumers of that transaction. What blockchain does is it provides another technological way of proving and providing that particular trust. And the trust is embedded in the distributed ledger aspect of blockchain, as well as the cryptography that now you would apply to the data to encrypt and provide the level of trust that all participants can be comfortable with.
You have clients that are in the financial service sector, and obviously for those entities, they have to deal with regulation to a certain degree. How are they balancing that action of using blockchain as obviously the next level of transaction format, compared to obviously having to deal with the regulations that they've had to deal with for decades and decades?
Clearly, the regulatory community needs to understand this technology better. And it's our experience that most of the regulators are actively looking at this particular technology to understand the benefits it provides. But on the flip side of it, we actually believe that this technology would make things easier for regulators, because all the transactions would be recorded on blockchain. Regulators can be provisioned to look at this particular information in a much more real-time fashion as opposed to what happens today in the real world. So we believe once regulators understand this technology, they would actually embrace this particular technology.
But getting regulators to think in real time, I think sometimes may be the biggest hurdle, correct?
That's true. It's a journey. They're just beginning to understand this particular technology. But we believe that there are several regulators who are actively looking at this technology. Just as an example, if you look at some of the work that Singapore government of Singapore is doing in blockchain space, they are incubating projects to accelerate some of the business transformation under the aegis of regulatory oversight. So we're quite excited to work with the government of Singapore on various initiatives, and we do believe regulators have an important role to play in creating these blockchain networks.
One of the interesting things which we discussed earlier in the show is the fact that not only will this have an impact on the corporate community, but this will have an impact just on society in general. Obviously, this will take some time, but because of the connectivity that we already have, more and more of these elements, Internet of Things, will be linked through blockchain. Will they not going forward?
Most of the work that we are doing within IBM is in the enterprise space, but clearly there is a good mix of blockchain with, say, IoT, Internet of Things technologies. Take supply chain as an example. What we can track by combining blockchain, which records the real-time status of that particular transaction, with IoT embedded to, say, track goods that are coming over from Asia to the U.S., now you have much more clear visibility in terms of where the goods are, what the status is, what certifications have they gone through, in order for you to feel comfortable in performing financial transactions on that information.
Will this also make it easier at a time, and maybe we're close to getting to that point, of making transactions not only between companies on different parts of the world, but between countries in different parts of the world? Will governments look at blockchain more as something that they need to incorporate into their operations on a daily basis?
Potentially, the cryptographic concepts embedded into blockchain will allow you to share information on a need-to-know basis. So some of the confidential information that one government needs to share with the other potentially could be done over blockchain. Clearly, the government and the regulators first need to understand this technology, which is what right. They're doing now. But a few years from now, there could be many more such use cases.
But are the people like yourself, are you still trying to figure out all that blockchain can be at this point?
We do understand blockchain and what it means to our clients. We are creating within IBM an end-to-end capability to assist our clients to take advantage of this particular technology. Clearly, there are some clients who understand this technology as well as we do. There are others who are catching up.
Yeah.
We did a survey with the Economist Intelligence Unit, and based on the survey results, we understand that 14% of our clients are actually looking for a production scale application on blockchain in the next 1 year. So
wow.
People are already out there, and we are actively helping some of them.
That seems like a quicker process than a lot of people are expecting.
Indeed. As you can see, the technology maturity and adoption cycles are getting shorter and shorter.
Right.
And given the potential that blockchain offers in the transaction space, creating that trust element, I do expect blockchain to take even more compressed adoption cycle.
Pramod Chanta is with IBM, joins us here at our table at the Blockchain Opportunity Summit. You're listening to Knowledge at Wharton on Sirius XM 111, Business Radio powered by the Wharton School. You mentioned earlier, and I think it's interesting to bring it back, about the issue of trust. The issue of trust between companies, I think, is one thing. We've talked with people in the financial sector here at this conference. The building back of trust between the financial sector and the community, the public at large, and to a degree this happens with other businesses as well, not just necessarily financial. That coming back from where we were 8 years ago with the recession here in the United States, that's an important piece to it, to rebuild trust on a lot of different levels, and obviously blockchain can do that to a degree.
It can. It provides that real-time visibility to some of the regulators to ensure that our financial markets are performing efficiently. And then that gets translated to the overall trust that the broader ecosystem would have in the healthy functioning of the financial markets. Clearly, we are in the early stages of adopting this particular technology. There's more to come on this. But we do believe that, as I said, blockchain would transform the landscape for facilitating transactions to take place in a trusted framework.
Will this be able to go farther down the business, the corporate chain, all the way to the smaller business, the 50 employee business that may be doing this type of work that would want to be able to have this capability? Is this something that you can see developing in the years to come?
Yeah, one of the key benefits out of blockchain is it has the potential to lower the cost of service, which then naturally makes technology and products and services more affordable to the smaller business, or there is a lot of talk about applying blockchain in the payment space,
right,
and bringing unbanked population into the into the financial network. So the technology does clearly has the potential to do that. Obviously, we need to ensure that right products and services are built on top of this technology to take advantage and then translate that into a broader adoption for smaller players.
So do you think this has the opportunity to change how mobile payments are viewed going forward?
Yes. There are a lot of firms already working on that today.
We are joined by Pramod Ashanta of IBM, also a Wharton grad. You're listening to Knowledge at Wharton here on Sirius XM 111, Business Radio powered by the Wharton School. But being able to bring this forward is the perception and what this could potentially be, is that still a hurdle in the minds of a lot of businesses and potentially regulators of people out there? Or is the adoption happening a lot faster than even a lot of people would like to believe?
The adoption is happening a lot faster within the community that actually understood the power of this particular technology. You know, as I said, when we did the survey with The Economist, 14% of the clients identified themselves to be trailblazers, right, and they all expect a production application to be in place in 2017. But then there are another 56% of the clients who identified themselves as fast followers, and they also believe that they would have production scale applications by 2020. So, you know, come to think of it, 70% of the market that we have surveyed, you know, essentially believes that they would actively start using blockchain in the next 3 years.
Blockchain was basically an offshoot of Bitcoin originally, and it feels like blockchain is even growing at a faster pace now than Bitcoin. Is that correct? And where do you see the future potentially for Bitcoin now?
Clearly, you know, Bitcoin is one specific use case of blockchain, and when we looked at blockchain as a foundational technology, we saw much higher potential for blockchain, you know, in different business contexts. Bitcoin is, you know, a specific implementation of blockchain using, you know, digital currency as the basis. IBM being an enterprise focused company, you know, most of what we operate is really in the blockchain space. Yeah. And we're already seeing applicability of blockchain across a variety of, you know, industries, supply chain, financial services, healthcare, and so on. So forth. There is also a good blend of blockchain technology with IoT and cognitive, you know, technologies to drive further value for our clients and businesses. Clearly, you know, we're already working on some of the use cases for blockchain combined with IoT. Once you have established trust and validity of these transactions, applying cognitive to, you know, drive further insights, you know, is a natural extension. We clearly believe that you know, these are, you know, the technologies that, you know, combined can provide, you know, much higher value to our clients.
Nice to meet you, Pramod. Thank you very much for stopping by.
Thank you.
Thank you. Pramod Ashanta from IBM, also Wharton grad, joining us here at the table here at the Blockchain Summit. This is Knowledge at Wharton here on Sirius XM 111, Business Radio, powered by the Wharton School.